Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. In God we trust. Psalm 33, verses 20 and 21. Trust in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart rejoices in Him because we have trusted in His name. We might read that passage and think, how wonderful it is, but the question arises, have we truly trusted in His holy name? Immediately the answer comes, no, we haven't. I'm often reminded of the passage in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will answer their prayer, heal their land. We want God to do something for us before we turn our heart to Him. It does not work that way. God wants us to come unconditionally to Him, to humbly bow before Him and recognize that He is the God of the whole world, and He certainly is the Lord of our life, or needs to be the Lord of our life. All too often we want the sinners to turn to God before we as a people of God turn to God. We want others to show a godly attitude, but what is our attitude? How do we live our life? What is a description of the way that we live which is different than the way of the world? More and more, it seems that the Church of Jesus Christ is clothing itself in the clothes of the world. We look and act and sound like the world. We want to be known as the people of God and yet act like the people of the world. Do we trust in God, or do we trust in the reputation that the world gives? We need more martyrs for the Lord. People who are willing to sacrifice their reputation, their resources, their fame in order to be the people that God wants us to be. Do we trust in God with all of our heart? Or do we trust in those things that are temporal in nature, that fade so quickly? The things of this world grow strangely dim the closer we come to God. I pray that more and more we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and do not lean on those things that are going to pass away, but lean on Him who is able to give us life everlasting and eternity that He has purchased for us with His very blood. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from those things of the world so that we can truly say that we trust in God with all of our heart. Heavenly Father, we come to You and we do trust in You, Lord. I pray that if there is anyone in this world who listens to this, who has not open their heart and received You as their personal Savior and Lord, they might do so immediately before it is everlastingly too late, and that we might all be with You throughout all the ages of eternity. We have no idea who might be listening, who might respond, who might become a believer, because they need You right now. You are the only source of help for them. We pray that in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.